is Daniel Brinkley. Welcome to the hearts and minds of Enfoldment. This is News for the Soul.
Hello, this is Satyan Raja, and you're listening to News for the Soul, the opening your mind, your body, your being, while yourself to drench in this awesome information to evolve you to your next place.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the up, listening to the unexplained. So it's not unexplained today, and it is uplifting, but it's more than that. We're talking empowerment with Pete Siegel, registered hypnotist. He's back. He's been here before. He's now written something called The Formula, and we're going to delve into what that is all about and let you know about it. We've linked it up from newsforthesoul.com. If you're listening on any various station right now, you go to the web, newsforthesoul.com, click on the main page. There you are. Pete Siegel, welcome back to News for the Soul.
Nicole, it's great to be here with you again.
It's always fun. Always a party with Pete. So what have you been up to lately? What's new in Pete's world?
Well, Pete was just on Channel 13 News last night, and I am the country's, actually the world's foremost peak performance hypnotherapist. I help people get the most and best out of themselves, and I've been in practice almost 30 years. And last night, a piece aired that we filmed about a month ago at Gold's Gym, because I'm a hardcore bodybuilder, all natural, though. And I was leg pressing 1,100 pounds for 10 reps and doing 300-pound seated cable rows and 200-pound dumbbell rows and 600-pound shrugs. So that was very exciting to see that. And that's just another demonstration that the mind has power that you can access and apply in your life in many different ways. And I just completed a book, Beyond the Formula, which is what we're talking to about tonight. So always interesting, always challenging, always empowering. That's what Pete Siegel's all about.
So you can transcend limitations in the mind, but what about your body after doing that? How are you feeling today? Can you move?
Well, you know, I've been training for 33 years now, and I, you know, when I knew the date that they wanted to do this, I began earnestly preparing myself to do that. And so, you know, if you've never trained before, if you try to do something like that, you wind up in a hospital in traction. But my body is used to it, and I just mentally push myself. So, yeah, you feel it, of course. But, you know, my nutritional plan and a supplement plan and my mental training plan and just the way I warm up and take care of myself and always have, I'm able to withstand that much stress and continue to push myself at the thresholds that the world can't believe. But the metaphoric implication here, Nicole, is that you're capable of a lot more than you ordinarily would give yourself credit for. You have to find the intangible power and strength and will and confidence and conviction within yourself that naturally moves you to do what I call the heroic, and that's exactly what I did yesterday. So my body is used to it, my muscles are used to it, my mind and my will are used to it, and so you just have to push your soul into that threshold of conquest and accomplishment, and then you can do things that the rest of the world will believe thinks is impossible, but you're doing it.
Which comes first, your soul's natural excitement about something or all the other stuff you listed?
Yeah, there has to be a natural excitement to begin with about something. Either a fascination, a sense of possibility or capacity, a belief in your something within you can be mobilized and applied and directed toward producing a specific result. And the enthusiasm and the confidence that engenders becomes the fuel that generates behaviors and sustains behaviors that produce results. So in anything that you do in your life, in any kind of framework that you engage, whether you're a writer, a teacher, whether you're in business, whether you're a student, or whether you're a seeker of truth, as we all are, if you really sense that something is possible for you, and then you move that to a level the way you believe you're capable of something, at that point, your unconscious mind begins to embrace it as a truth, as something to produce behavior and actions toward actualizing in your life. So, yes, a natural enthusiasm, a healthy fascination, a confidence, a belief, a knowing that at some level within you, the power and ability to produce the result can be mobilized and expressed.
So does it come down to that core belief then, primarily?
Well, you see, there's two types of beliefs. One has to do with conscious faith, which is, I believe I'm capable of something. I believe I deserve something. I believe that I have the ability to produce something. And then there's unconscious belief, which is many times erroneous, self-limiting, and self-sabotaging. Those beliefs are the effect of conditioning and suggestions and ideas projected upon and into you during your formative years. If a mother says to the child, "Can't you do anything right? What's wrong with that?" That's a catchphrase. What's wrong with you? Well, how does the child's mind interpret that, Nicole? Well, something must be wrong with me, because the idea of me being wrong is continued to be projected upon me. And then they embrace, for example, that idea. And then throughout their adult lives, they find that they fail a lot and they're not successful in many different things, and that they're, you know, screw-ups and flakes and, you know, life can't work out for them and nothing ever. It's not that life is against them or it can't work out. There's that subconscious belief. And the great commission for people in their thought lives is to begin to restructure these unconscious beliefs, these self-sabotaging, self... It's almost like someone is holding you up at a bank by gunpoint and saying, here's what you will do, and you will not do anything else other than what I tell you. Even though you want freedom and you want to escape that environment, that bank robber is saying, nope, here's what you're going to do. Well, that's the way erroneous, self-limiting, unconscious belief constrains you in your life. And so all the things that you consciously believe about what you are and who you are and who you can become and what you can do, they have to mesh with your subconscious belief. And so it's not a case of visualizing to change your belief system. It's a case of really just feeling the truth of your conscious belief so deeply, profoundly, and decisively that feeling flows on through to the subconscious, and then these new ideas become lodged. And that's a really powerful way to describe it, because that's exactly what has to happen. You must emotionalize new ideas, new concepts, new notions of possibility, of self, of ability and capacity, and then they will integrate into your subconscious awareness. And when it becomes subconscious, Nicole, that's when you become a person of individualized power. That's when you manifest. That's when you actualize. That's when you succeed. That's when you triumph. That's when life truly begins to say yes to you.
So is that what the formula does? Help you with that?
Well, yeah, the formula is incredibly powerful, and I have to tell you, once I began producing it, the formula told me that it had to be produced. It was an unconscious stream of consciousness kind of production, and the deepest thought book that I've ever produced. I mean, you're immediately brought in mentally, and you stay glued each individual page, and your mind expands, and it just fills you with not just understanding, but with a base of wisdom in terms of how do I get what I want? How do I produce what I want? How do I become and achieve and actualize and come to experience the kinds of results that I want in life? And those who have seen The Secret, which everybody, in the world has seen The Secret by now, there were three key elements that they needed to blend into that, because you can't just visualize things happening and dollar bills falling from the sky and expect that when you open your eyes you'll have money surrounding you. In other words, the way to get a result is to generate behavior that produces a result. And the formula is based on a very powerful biblical passage from the book of Mark 11:23-25. And it rests upon an infallible, unarguable framework. that really begins to show you the steps that you have to take to make what you want, to make what you really believe you're capable of, the fact of your life. The first aspect is to know what that is, and then to really feel you deserve it. And these are the steps that the formula helps you move through, and then to own it mentally, emotionally, spiritually, attitudinally, to have it, feel it, sense it, and experience it, and to emotionally blend with it, so you feel a natural deservedness, a deep, natural sense of having it. And then, how is your life different because of it? How are you different because of it? You know, the body you want, the money you want, the relationship you want, are they possibilities? And the first thing that you really have to come to, which is a foundational issue here, Nicole, is you have to decide, is life a life of withholding, or is life here to supply and provide? That's a basic foundational issue that so many people never really think about. And then they get frustrated because they say the things that I want are just not out there for me, or I can't have more, I can't accomplish them. And it's not the truth. The truth is that life is not a life of withholding, but a life of provision. Okay, and the provision unfolds into your life if you recognize and apply specific mental laws, the law of cause and effect, the law of growth, the law of attraction. The formula takes you step by step through those laws so that easily and efficiently you're beginning to use them and connect with them in a way that produces actions, behaviors that produce results. Tangible, life-improving, life-empowering results. And so it's a framework that I take you through in the formula. It is so powerful that this book is selling worldwide now. And folks, you know, when you check it out, you'll see how many people endorse this, including Nicole Whitney, from all over the world in many different media facets. Famous, heavy-duty, high-profile people that you read about, that you know about, that you've seen and heard about, because they use the formula now themselves to produce results. So it's not a case of just visualizing or affirming or hoping and wishing and dreaming. It's a case of building a framework unconsciously that produces an energy that fuels actions that produce external results. And that is the power and the excitement that the formula provides.
I know your business has been helping major athletes for a long time. That's a very results-oriented thing, isn't it? So, you know, I wanted to have this conversation in this context to this audience today because so many times I hear people saying that they hate what they're doing. They really, really know in their heart they're supposed to be doing X, Y, Z, but
right.
X, Y, Z, they don't know how they're going to draw in or attract the money to support them at it, and so they don't take the action to step forward, you know? And I can't tell you, I couldn't even begin to tell you how many times I hear that, even in a week. And it's living a life of hell when you're not living, you know, stepping out and getting on the purpose that you know that you're supposed to be. I mean, doing something you hate and spending all your time at it sucks. I mean, it's not, you know, it's toxic. They're just really, I mean, they need that lunch because,
what I find is you know, if you're not living a life of enjoyment, you're living a lie. Okay, you're living a lie. And they keep saying, look, they keep saying the things that they don't want. I can't stand what I do, what I'm doing now. And here's what I really would love to do. I'd like to be an artist. I'd like to be a personal trainer. And I'd like to start my own internet business. I'd like to become a gardening expert. You know, I'd like to have an import-export. You look, there's always a growth and learning curve. When I became a hypnotherapist back in, when was it, 1980, many, many years ago, you know, I stopped what I was doing employment-wise, and I put myself in a, this is what I want to do, and I love it, and I'm so passionate about it, and I know I'm supposed to be doing this mode to where the money that I needed to pay my rent back then always showed up each month. I produced it. And sometimes it's better to struggle through 2 to 3 weeks of unemployment while you're tooling up for this new vocation rather than to stay in this life of hell, as you describe it, where you just continue to emotionally screw yourself deeper and deeper and deeper into discontent, malcontent, and frustration? Because some people are so accomplished at being frustrated and discontent and negative because of what they do. How are they going to find the energy to turn that around to be positive unless they allow themselves the willingness to let go of what is not satisfying in lieu of pursuing what is? Now, it's different if you have children and a family that you have to feed and those kinds of bills to pay. You absolutely have to have income. But the bottom line is everything in your life starts with you, doesn't it? And everything in your life proceeds based upon and because of you, doesn't it? And so if you don't take the kind of proper care of yourself and do for yourself the things that you really know in your heart you want to, then what happens is 3 years elapse, 5 years elapse, 10 years elapse, and you're still running around the same track that you were back then, frustrated, dissatisfied, and filled with this sense of, you know, futility, because you're spinning your wheels instead of moving forward into the kind of life that you want. And so if you're not doing what you love to do and you know what it is you really want to do, then start working for whoever you do 8 to 9 hours a day, and start working for yourself when you get off that job and you come home, and start making a game plan and start deciding how you'll begin to bridge the gap and what you could do to sort of make that transition and begin that transition. Because once your mind knows that you're working on progress, a feeling of strength, of power, of satisfaction, and of enjoyment, and most importantly, self-respect and esteem begins to fill you, Nicole. And that's the kind of inner framework that positive change is always based upon. Self-esteem, self-respect, a sense of progress, a sense of initiative. That's what your unconscious needs to make those things the fact of your life.
So, I mean, this is, they kind of alluded to this in the end of the secret stuff, too, you know, where you're positive and you're visualizing and you're clear and all of that, but the inspired action at the end, this is where you're picking up the ball, right?
This is where, that's the whole ballgame. You can be clear in your mind, you can visualize. I mean, how many people visualize getting into shape and having a great body, and it just continues not to happen? Oh, they'll lose 5 pounds here, 10 pounds there. But it comes right back all the time. Why does it come back? Why does garbage? It would be like taking the garbage out after your day, you know, and if you have dinner and taking the trash out and putting it outside in the garbage cans outside so the trucks can come by, and all of a sudden when you come back inside, that garbage flew itself out of the can and followed you back into the house. That's what it's like.
Well, okay. How do we bring it together, though, for them to understand how to...
That you have to first create the cause responsible for that inspired action. Well, that was perfectly stated right there. You have to create the cause from which inspired action unfolds. And that's what the formula helps you do. That is exactly what the formula, in terms of a result, produces for you, or helps you produce for yourself. It creates the cause within your subconscious mind from which inspired, continual, success-producing action unfolds. You have to create that framework, because without that, where can success rest upon? Where can personal change and personal increase and personal improvement rest upon, Nicole? It has to have some framework in which that it can connect to, within which it can anchor itself. And that's what the formula provides you. The cause from which inspired, continual, focused, committed, success-producing action unfolds. And when you hear me describe it like that, I know you're feeling exactly what I'm saying. And when that feeling becomes prevalent and predominant and exclusive within you, that's when you begin to do things for yourself. The word is called proactive, not reactive, proactive. And you begin to build like an architect. Before a building exists, the architect draws the plans. Okay, so the formula becomes your success, your life architect, your personal development, your personal improvement, your personal increase architect. Because from those plans, then the actions to create those plans then are set in place. And then what you see after a period of time is externally that specific blueprint that the architect structured has manifested truth. And that is a very powerful way to describe this. Visualization is wonderful only if there is a subconscious power base that is in harmony with it, connected to it, and something that that visualization can draw fuel from to produce action. And that is exactly what the formula helps you accomplish.
So, okay. Let's use a specific example of someone trying to accomplish something specific and how this would, you know, come into form in real life.
Okay. Let's say somebody wants to get into shape. They're a bit flabby, they're not toned, they don't have the energy that they want. Okay, their dress size is maybe they're size 9 and they want to get down to a size 4 or 5, or they're, if it's a guy, his pant size is now 38 to 40 and he wants to get it down to 35, 34. So the first thing is to know what you want, specifically what you want. Okay? The second thing is, do you believe that you're capable of producing it? Do you feel that you deserve it? Do you feel that there is a capacity within you that can be translated or mobilized into producing that end result? The third thing is to understand that there's going to be effort involved, physical effort involved, mental effort involved, not just thinking about something or visualizing something, but you're going to have to be proactive in terms of taking specific measures to produce the end result. Now we begin the specific blueprint or the architect producing the inner framework from which these actions unfold. Now, if you had the ability to create the kind of body that you want, what would you be doing? How would you look? And how would you feel? And how would the world around you be different? Now that's when the visualization, but it's not just visualization, it's the emotionalization, the attitude involved, the sensory complexity and sensory definition of that, so that you begin to own it and be it and possess it and have it in a way that seems really natural to you, real to you. It's as if sometimes you, when you open your eyes and you look in the mirror, you say, wait a second, how can I still have this body when it seems so real and so natural and so absolutely part of you now that you basically neurologically link your subconscious mind to that idea because you know it's possible, because you know you can do it. And then those feelings I was talking about a little earlier, now they begin to unfold. And now you feel the need to act upon this. And so maybe you would join a gym. Maybe you would join a swimming club. Maybe you would join a running club. Maybe you would join an aerobics class or start to do Pilates or yoga. Or you would become more active and you would join maybe a hiking club. And you would begin to become aware of what you were eating. And you would begin to research that and become more aware of the things that you needed to do. Maybe you would join a health club and get a personal trainer. You would begin to associate with people who were in the kind of shape that you wanted to get into. Now, are these just conscious decisions that you make along the way? No. They're outcroppings, unfoldments, aspects that are connected to that sensual new idea of the new you, possessing the body you want, feeling the way you want to, looking the way you want to, in a swimsuit, in clothes, feeling the radiant, vibrant vitality surging through you of health and energy, of self-esteem and of self-respect and of pride and of personal value. And now, now you begin to really understand that life on the external is a direct extension of what goes on within you. And so now you begin to act upon these things because there's a natural instinctive move within you to produce the result, to produce the physical manifestation of the idea that you've been embracing and programming. programming and setting in your mind and reinforcing and emotionalizing and strengthening and increasing. Because if that's the way if you could take the most beautiful woman in the world, but if she believes she's ugly, and then no amount of conscious reinforcement is going to convince her that she's beautiful. That's why you see these unbelievably gut-wrenching stories of these young girls who weigh, like, 80 pounds. You can see their ribs through their back, Nicole, but they believe they're still fat, don't they? They believe something's wrong with them. They believe they're hideous and unattractive and unacceptable. How could you believe? Because subconsciously, somewhere, they still see themselves that way. They believe about themselves that way. So they continue to starve themselves, thinking that they're fat and afraid if I eat a meal, I will be fat. Well, what does it mean? Well, they've got to change that idea of I'm unacceptable, I'm not good enough unless I'm perfect. No. Change the architect's blueprint. Begin to program in what it is that you want with such power and authority and with such definitiveness and with such detailed sensory complexity that's the only way your subconscious mind can relate to life. And you will then naturally move in that direction. You cannot help but move in that direction. And so you're either going to use these powerful laws for you or you will allow them to work against you. You know, the saying, whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. Mm-hmm. Electricity can be used to light your house or it can kill you. Fire can be used to cook your food or it can burn your house down. I mean, things are, power is, ability is, potential is, life is. It's how you choose to integrate it. And how your mind, your subconscious mind's integration is then going to take that idea, which becomes a belief, and then produces it externally for you. So the steps of the formula take you through that process. And that's how the process works. It's not just, okay, I'm going to visualize. And if I visualize earnestly enough and purposefully enough, then I will start to see changes because of the visualization. That's one link in the chain, Nicole. All of the other things, from the feelings to the assumptions to the presumptions. When you wake up, do you presume that life will be a positive experience for you? Or do you presume problems and presume negativity? Oh, there'll be a traffic jam. Oh, I'll have argument with someone at work. I know I'll have to wait too long in line at the deli counter for when I want to go get my lunch, and then I'll be back to work late, and on and on and on and on. Stop it. And take a deep breath right now. And understand that you have the ability to choose and to decide differently now. And you can begin to build a palace in your mind instead of the little, corrugated box hut that you've been allowing yourself to embrace for all these many years. And as you do that, the way the formula takes you step by step to do, and you will do it masterfully and perfectly, then life begins to respond. For life to respond, it has to have a new cause. And once the new cause is lodged within you, then life unfolds exactly in that manner.
You know, if you ever produce a CD like the Wake Up with Pete series, here's how it started.
Well,
yeah.
I've got at the website incrediblechange.com. There's a lot of Pete Siegel production, but the formula is the exciting thing right now, and that's available on the News for the Soul .com website. And Nicole, I think you want to maybe mention where else on your website or your information people can come in to check this out.
We've got it actually right on the main page, so just go to newsforthesoul.com and enter the main website, and it's right there. Can't miss it. How does the hypnosis stuff tie in with the formula, or does it?
Well, it's not formally hypnosis, but it is an altered state, and you have to gain subconscious access, not just consciously. Here, answer this question. How many smokers know how bad smoking is for them?
Probably all of them. One would hope.
But what do they keep doing?
Smoking.
Okay. why would you do something that you know is self-destructive? Why do you keep doing it, even you know how bad it is? You know, obese people know how bad eating high-calorie, fat-laden, cholesterol-laden foods are, but they keep going to, you know, Tom's Number 5 and the Super Chili Cheese Fries special. and they keep eating that, knowing that it's going to kill them, ultimately. High-stress warriors and stressed-out people, they continue to drink and smoke and take drugs. They know how bad it is, but they keep engaging it because we are creatures of habit. We have to create new habits, okay? So the hypnosis part comes in where you must integrate new information. If you have a problem, look, there are women, for example, who say all men are jerks. Each boyfriend or husband I have treats me badly and doesn't respect me. And yeah, there are a lot of men who are jerks, but not all men are jerks. You're just attracting the ones that are because of the way you think about yourself. Because of the way you feel, the ideas that you embrace, what kind of treatment you received as a child, now you're doing unconsciously. You're doing that to yourself as an adult. And so to manifest something new and exciting and demonstrable in your life, you have to begin to reach the subconscious mind. That's the power plant of your existence. That's where all of the energy and all of the drive and all of the action, that's where it comes from. And so you have to take measures to reach that level of mind. Instructions on how to do that are included in the 7 steps of the formula, of course. But then once you reach that level, now you integrate it and you keep building and strengthening and reinforcing it. Like a farmer who plants seeds and then begins to water and fertilizing and daily care and uptake of those fields. And then a little bit later down the line, instead of planted seeds and you just see the dirt rose, now you have lush green 6-foot high corn stalks as far as the eye can see, waves of grain as far as the eye can see, and all kinds of different, if it's an orchard, apples hanging from the trees, oranges hanging from the trees. But the farmer started the process. And he did the things that were necessary to produce the ultimate result. Proactive action, inspired action. And that's important because without action, all you have are dreams, don't you? That's a very powerful statement right there. Without action, all you have are dreams. And what converts dreams into reality, Nicole, is acting upon them, action, taking measures to make this thing happen, then that thing happen, and to make this thing lead into the next thing, and the next thing, and the next thing. And folks, this is not just motivational philosophy. This is bottom line life truth. And if you embrace it and work with it, you can accomplish things that you never believe are possible for yourself. The formula gives you the framework and the 7 steps on how to do that.
Okay. Well, I know we're almost at the top of the hour. It's an ebook download, right, Pete?
Yes, ebook download, and you get a host of free bonus gifts, which are various different Pete Siegel podcasts and radio shows that deal with many different subjects that are inspired and empowering, informative, educating, and uplifting, not just to make you feel good, folks. I don't make you feel good. I put a tool in your head that you can use to sculpt and to change and to produce the kind of life that you really want, because we're not here to be miserable. We're here to be successful and happy and accomplished and the kinds of people that we really want to be. That desire for more and better within you, that's not a myth. That's not something illogical or unnatural. That's the truth within you striving to find its way to unfold into your life. And so when you align yourself with that, then really at that point, that's when the beginning point to getting the kind of life that you love and the kind of life that will love you back.
Well, on that note, thank you so much, Pete Siegel, for coming back and being on the show.
Nicole, it's always great to be here with you. I love you and I love your energy and the work that you do helps so many people worldwide. So I'm looking forward to doing another show with you at some point as well.
Beyond the formula, perhaps. Or before. Thank you so much, Pete. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thanks, everybody, for listening and tuning in. We're on tomorrow night live with Carrie O'Connor and your calls. And after that, I believe, we've got open lines on Saturday, too. We've got Karen Anderson's back on Saturday on Contact Radio. We're going to be doing open lines there, too. So, holy cow, 2 days in a row. And if you want to find out more about that or any of the shows coming up or hear any of the shows we've ever aired, ever, go to newsforthesoul.com. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Visit newsforthesoul.com.
The silence between the thoughts is who we really are and both what's happening in Africa with no doubt.
Hear all of this show in the News for the Soul free archives online, newsforthesoul.com.
In December 2005, News for the Soul host Nicole Whitney experienced the most dramatic, life-changing psychic reading of her life. In that brief 10-minute mini-session, she released years of emotional baggage when Carrie O'Connor connected with a recently deceased family member, bringing Nicole a life-changing message from beyond the grave. Since that fateful day, Nicole has invited Carrie O'Connor on as a regular News for the Soul guest to do readings on the air. But you do not have to wait. Carrie is available for private sessions right now. Nicole has laughingly suggested wearing goggles and a helmet for these sessions because of the powerful energy that seems to come through Carrie when she's doing a reading. But don't take our word for it. Experience it for yourself. So pack up your goggles and helmet and book your life-changing session with Carrie O'Connor today. Go to InsideOut-OutsideIn.com. That's InsideOut-OutsideIn.com.
Who are you? Why are you here? What is the meaning of life? These burning questions have plagued mankind throughout our existence. How would you like to experience a process that would allow you to have some of the answers? Answers that would cause you to live with higher awareness and deeper authenticity from now on? Well, you can. Warrior Sage is offering an experiential 5-day enlightenment workshop called Illumination Intensive. Regularly about $3,000 to attend, Sati and Rasha of Warrior Sage is offering this life-changing 5-day course to News for the Soul listeners totally for free. That's right. The tuition has been completely waived for all News for the Soul listeners. Satyen says this experience is so profound, he wants to share it with the world. So don't miss out on this special opportunity. To have your own direct experience of awakening with Warrior Sage, go to IlluminationIntensive.com now and tell them News for the Soul sent you. That's IlluminationIntensive.com.
Joe Dunning is a most unusual spiritual teacher and healer. After working with Joe, many people experience profound physical healing or find that they're finally free from the pain from past traumas and abuse. And now you can have a direct experience with Joe Dunning yourself for free. On the last Tuesday of every month, News for the Soul listeners can take part in Joe Dunning's free monthly teleconference event. Go to joedunning.com now to find out more. That's joedunning.com.
Did you know that News for the Soul is home to the largest totally free life-changing audio resource on the World Wide Web? And did you know that journalist and single mom Nicole Whitney is single-handedly making this freely available for you to hear? That's why your support is critical to help keep News for the Soul totally free. You can help in several ways. Firstly, you can tell everyone you know about News for the Soul. So many people out there still do not know about this totally free, life-changing resource. So do us, yourself, and your friends a favor and pass it on today. Secondly, financial support for News for the Soul helps keep the show going. Whether it's through advertising, donations, or purchases of our exclusive audio and video packages, like the one and only Spoon Bending Kit, which will teach you how to bend metal with your mind for real. This support helps keep us on the air. Go to newsforthesoul.com now to find out more. We invite you to help us help the world. And thanks for tuning in. It's listeners like you who have made News for the Soul the number one life-changing talk radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL. Together, we are already making a difference in our world. So thank you for listening, and thanks in advance for your support. Now, let's get back to the show.
Hey, this is Dave Morehouse, and you're listening to News for the Soul.
Hello, Carl. I think you're awesome. I love this show. I just wanted to know that you're great. And thank you for your show. Thank you for your love. Thank you for all the people that you have on. Bye. I've just been involved. I've listened to, so much in your articles. I have joined so many people on to listening. I just think it's fabulous and definitely want to be able to support you in your endeavors.
Nicole? It's Chris Angel.
call. Congratulations, you're back on the air. It's so good to see your site back up again. I'm just listening to the Jay-Z interview. Hey, first of all, I just got to absolutely compliment you on giving one of the most unbelievable interviews. I've never heard somebody winkle pick somebody out of themselves and sum themselves up in 1 hour. It was a work of genius, Nicole. No wonder these people are like half-gasped to the thing, talking about me and saying how wonderful it was. It was incredible. And secondly, with the information, she absolutely blew me away. I mean, unbelievable, freaky, but we're going there. You know that. We're all going there.
I'm in San Diego, and I was somewhere on your website. By the way, it's changed my whole life. I love it.
I'm really blessed by the project that you're doing to be able to share on the air. It's just an amazing thing.
It's not just a show. It's a movement. You're listening to News for the Soul, the number one life-changing radio show in the world, according to Google and AOL, and the largest free life-changing audio resource on the web. We feature the top luminaries in the evolution of human consciousness and have kept all of our shows all free, all of the time, for the world to hear. In a recent listener survey, News for the Soul listeners responded with overwhelming appreciation and praise, which they summarized with this one powerful statement. News for the Soul is not just a show. It's a movement. Go to newsforthesoul.com to see for yourself. That's newsforthesoul.com.
This has been News for the Soul with Nicole Whitney. Visit us anytime online at www.newsforthesoul.com, where you can listen to all our previously aired shows at any time and so much more. Have a great week, and remember, what you focus on expands.